Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A study shows that autism is four times more likely when this happens. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, as one who's done a lot of research throughout the years on health and nutrition, there's a very evident relation between vaccines and autism. And now the more and more vaccines that the government and these governmental so-called health organizations are pushing, you're seeing the rise in autism go out the roof.
Yeah, you've got a new bombshell study that found a staggering correlation between higher vaccination rates and autism in children. Vaccinations for school attendance since the 1950s have substantially increased threefold. So the connection that has been shown in this particular study is the more vaccines, the more likely autism. And these studies and these correlations can no longer be ignored. Children who had 11 or more vaccination visits with their doctor were 4.4 times more likely to develop autism than their unvaccinated peers.
You know, they're treating these little children like pincushions. But then you look at populations such as the Amish, who do not take any vaccinations and have no autism rates among their children. None.
Yeah, so you see a clear and alarming trend. When you start looking at the increase of autism, it continually rises all the time, and it's at staggering rates in terms of how many people have some level of autism. And it coincides with the mandatory vaccination schedules that have come out of the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and then are implemented on the state level. So if you go back to 1986, in 1986, Big Pharma did not have immunity whenever they created a vaccine and it caused injury or death. Just like, for example, Big Pharma does not have immunity when they create a drug, like say a painkiller or some other kind of drug, and it causes injury or death. If they create a drug, not a vaccine, that causes injury or death, you can sue them for the damages. And you've seen some of these massive class action lawsuits that have happened against not only pharmaceutical makers, but even, for example, against drugstores like, say, Walgreens or CVS that fill these different prescriptions, and they should not be filling them. So there's liability attached to that. But if they create something and they label it a vaccine, back in 1986, they were doing that, and they were facing some lawsuits over a vaccine that they had developed, and they lobbied Congress. This was when Ronald Reagan was president, and they said, we're not going to create any more vaccines unless you give us absolute immunity. And so Congress passed a law in 1986, and Ronald Reagan signed it into law. One of the bad decisions that he did as president, as good as president he was, he made some bad decisions, and this was one of them.
Well, and if he doesn't know, you know, he wasn't a science expert. Presidents rely on other people to give them the knowledge, and if they're not giving him correct knowledge, he's going to do what he thinks is best for the people. But obviously, that one wasn't.
Yeah, that one wasn't. And so since 1986, they've had absolute immunity. So they can create a vaccine. So if you have like drug A and it's a drug, not a vaccine, and drug B and that's a vaccine, you make both of them. One of them you can be held liable if you cause injury or death. The other one, you can make a lot of money off of it, but you're never going to be held liable no matter how many injuries or deaths you actually create. That's a vaccine.
And that's the key, make a lot of money off of it.
And that's been since 1986. And then later on, Congress passed the PREP Act. The PREP Act is for these emergency situations that provides even another layer of immunity. So like when you have COVID, you had two different layers of law. So you had the 1986, and you also had the subsequent PREP Act that gives liability protection to all the big pharma makers and distributors. So they can create the COVID-19 shots. They can lie to you and say it's safe and effective. They can push it out. They can lobby the governments, and the governments can, like what we saw, mandate them in the military. The federal government under Biden mandated them. Many employers mandated them. They went with this idea that it was safe and effective, and oh my goodness, we better get everybody injected to protect the whole population. And as a result of that, many, many people to this day have continued to suffer from the injuries, and many have died from these COVID shots.
But these children are born with immunity. They have immune systems that are well developed. And so when you look at these vaccines, they're giving them as young as babies, and you look at the rise of the autism rate, I mean, children with one vaccine visit were 1.7 times more likely to be diagnosed, while those with 11 or more vaccine visits were 4.4 times more likely to develop autism than their unvaccinated peers. And now we're seeing reputable doctors like Peter McCullough, remember? We talked to him and asking him, how many of these vaccines do you recommend now for children? He said, none.
Yeah.
I recommend none of
them. So you have two different things. We were just talking about COVID, so that's covered by absolute immunity. But before we even had COVID, and you still have this, you have all these childhood vaccinations. Mm-hmm. And they started off with a few. And so what happens is the pharmaceutical companies lobby the CDC, and we see how complicit the CDC is with, you see this one guy, this perverted doctor that is part of the CDC. Fortunately, he just resigned, and thankfully, it's been revealed how off he has been. He's been part of this radical LGBTQ agenda, pushing monkeypox, and at different kind of leather and type of sadomasochistic type of dress, with one male that was hanging off of him with a dog face.
The person you want advising you.
Yeah, just the person you want. And he was right there in the midst of all this. So you have Big Pharma lobbying CDC. CDC comes out with the recommended childhood vaccination schedules. Then Big Pharma goes and lobbies the states and say, in order to have our kids safe, you need to have them take these particular shots. So they pass those laws.
Monkeypox, really?
And then what happens is, these kids, even in the hospital, some of them even before they're home for the very first time, get injected with a whole series of quote-unquote vaccines.
And, you know, I've heard so many stories, Matt, with, you know, he was born, she was born healthy, happy baby, and then went for our doctor checkup, came back, and it was totally different. Totally different child.
Yeah, so this particular study here shows, it studied 47,155 children in Florida on Medicaid from birth to 9 years of age. And the results are astounding. You've already mentioned some of those. It's amazing how much of an increase. And there's a direct correlation between how many vaccination visits you have and the likelihood of autism. And we're looking at 4.4 times. We're talking about times. We're talking about the high 386, 90-some percent increase.
That's almost double, yeah.
I mean, it's amazing how much increase there is by the more vaccination visits that you have. And so you can't ignore this anymore. RFK Jr. said that they're going to be coming out with some information soon that really is going to pinpoint some of the likely rise in the connection and correlation of autism. Well, we know what it is. We know it's this childhood vaccination. And so, for example, the MMR. They always want to give you the MMR together as one shot. There's research that says if you got them individually or later in life, you would have less risk. But the pharmaceutical companies don't want you to get the MMR individually, they want it all in one. And so a lot of these vaccines, they're given to you together. There's no research out there that these companies have done to show the combination of these vaccines being injected into a small body at the same time.
Yeah.
And what they're doing is they're damning our kids to having different kinds of disabilities and physical and mental challenges because of these vaccines. So Big Pharma is creating the vaccines that actually increases autism, and we know that 1 in 5 people who have gender confusion are on the autism spectrum, so then they give them drugs for that, and you're creating your own clientele, and it goes on and on and on, and there's no liability. This needs to end. Go to Liberty Counsel Action's website, lcaction.org, lcaction.org. There's 2 bills pending in Congress that would strip this vaccine immunity, and it needs to be done now.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.